Come in. Ah, yes. Gina, isn't it? Come in. Close the door. Have a seat. Did you have a question about today's assignment? No. You have a question, but it's not about that. Well, I'll be glad to help if I can. I know that freshman year of college can be a little overwhelming. Are you having trouble finding your way around? Maybe problems with your class schedule? No? It's a personal problem, you say. Well, it can be difficult making new friends and finding your own place to just fit in. But you seem to be a very likable, outgoing girl. I'm sure if you just give it some time, you'll be fine. But that's not it either. Then I'm at a bit of a loss. What was it you wanted to ask me? You want me to help figure out what's wrong with you? Well, we all feel alone or different sometimes. I'm reasonably sure that there's nothing actually wrong with you, but then I'm a psych professor, not a counseling psychologist. If you feel that you really need to discuss this with someone, that's probably who you should see, I think. I can recommend one if you like. Oh, it's too personal to discuss with a psychologist. But you feel you can trust me? Oh. Well, while I would certainly never repeat anything you told me in confidence, unfortunately, I also doubt that I would be able to help. Why don't you tell me what's troubling you, and maybe I can point you in the right direction for some resources where you could find some information? Well, I've got to say, I wasn't expecting that. You say that you're unable to reach orgasm. I think that would more likely be something you should take up with a medical doctor, surely. Oh, you have? She said she couldn't find anything physically wrong. She also recommended a psychologist? Perhaps it was simply that particular partner. No? You've had several, and nothing. Maybe if you, try by yourself to find what works best for you. You have, and with no luck. I do appreciate that this is something it would be difficult to discuss with a stranger, but I'm not really much more than a stranger myself, am I? You've only been in my class a couple of months. But you feel like you can trust me. Yes, you already said that. Okay, I'm going to be completely honest with you. You can absolutely trust me, not to repeat anything you've said, but I'm not so sure that I can trust myself in your company. You see, you are a lovely and intelligent young woman with an air of innocence about you that I find very appealing, and unfortunately the only way I could think of to help you with this particular problem is extremely inappropriate, to say the very least. It would probably be best if we simply ended this conversation right here. I do sympathize with your predicament, but I'm afraid I can't help you. It's just not possible, you see. No, don't. Don't do that. Please don't cry. I feel terrible, really. I can't help you. I understand how frustrating it must be. I do, really. But yes, I know I said I'd thought of one thing that could help. But if you remember, I also said it was completely inappropriate. No, of course you wouldn't care. You're willing to try anything. I suppose I can't blame you. I'd most likely say the same if our situations were reversed. All right, here, dry your eyes. I'll do what I can. No, don't get too excited just yet. I want you to be absolutely clear on the fact that in order to be of any help with this, I will have to attempt to help you reach orgasm. That means having sex with me. I don't want there to be any misunderstanding here. You're willing? Okay. The only way I know of to figure out why you can't have an orgasm is to be there with you while it's happening, or not happening, as the case may be. I can't guarantee anything, but I have made an extensive study of human sexuality for my own purposes, and I promise I will do my very best to see that you do indeed reach your orgasm. And obviously, nobody can ever know about this, so we can't try it here. Unless the possibility of being caught excites you? No? Good. I'd rather not risk it, and the more relaxed you are, the better. Meet me at this address tonight, at 8. Wear whatever makes you feel sexy. No, I have no preference. This is about you, not me. It could be something as simple as a type of cloth that feels good against your skin, or something you think accentuates your best feature, or something skimpy, even trashy, as long as you feel sexy in it. If it's something you don't want to wear in public, you can bring it with you and change. You may also want to bring an overnight bag, just in case. If everything works out, you may not have the energy to get up and go home. Again, once more, you're sure about this? All right then, I'll see you there. Hello, Gina. Come in. You look lovely. That dress hugs your curves nicely without being blatant. Somehow I didn't think you'd go for trashy. Yes, I do like it. Very much. Come on into the living room and sit down. Would you like a drink? A glass of wine? One or two can help you relax, though I wouldn't recommend more. Do you want music? Any particular kind? Something soothing. Vivaldi? Chitarra? Enya? I have some environmental sounds too, if you'd like. Ocean waves? Certainly. Now, I want you to understand that this is all about you. You don't need to worry about pleasing me, or hurting my feelings, or anything like that. If at any time you want to leave, that is absolutely fine. If I do something that frightens you, or makes you uncomfortable, tell me, and I will stop. Same thing goes if there is something specific you want me to do. Either tell me, or if that would embarrass you, simply guide my hand or my mouth to where you want it. Can you do that for me? Good. While you drink your wine, would you like me to massage your shoulders, or maybe your feet? That will get you used to my touch in a way that's relaxing and sensual, but not necessarily overtly sexual. I don't want you to think that I'm going to pounce on you at any second. Ah, there we go. A smile. I'm glad to see it. This will never work if you're too nervous. You like me to rub your feet? Of course. Just kick off your shoes. Turn a little bit sideways here on the couch and put your feet up on my thigh. That's it. I've always enjoyed giving a good foot massage. It seems to relax the whole body. Why don't you lay back against the cushion? Comfortable? Good. While I do this, do you want to tell me about your previous experiences? You don't have to be specific if you'd rather not. Any common factors you can think of. Maybe one particular time that you felt closest to orgasm. Mm-hmm. Were all of your partners male? No. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. I just thought it might be another possible option. Though obviously not one I'd be much help with. Although I'd know some people. Okay. Now I just want you to relax. Try not to worry about if it will happen or not. Just focus on what feels good to you. If nothing happens this time, we can try again, or not, as you'd like. No expectations, just enjoy. Share and enjoy. I'm going to move up to your calves now, no further. Does that feel good? Good. It seems like you are relaxing. At least from the knees down. Seriously though, are you feeling more comfortable? This is, from my end, something of an odd situation. A bit of nervousness is understandable. And remember, we're in no rush. We can just take our time and then see what happens. Would you like a little more wine? There you are. Come here. Lean up against me, and I'll put my arm around you. You can put your head on my shoulder if you want. That's much nicer. I'll try to tell you what I'm going to do beforehand to avoid surprising you with anything, but I may forget to as we go further. As I said, you can always stop me if you want me to. And since kisses are always a good way to begin, here, look at me. What? No, I didn't miss. There's nothing wrong with a kiss on the cheek, is there? More intimate ones can always follow. You do have very kissable lips, and cheeks, and chin, and the line of your jaw. And that's an intriguing perfume you're wearing. Very subtle, and inviting. You like that, do you? My mouth on your neck. Licking. Kissing, too. Yes, I can tell you're very sensitive here. What about biting? Gently, of course. Do you like that? Oh, yes. Yes, you do. Right there, where your neck meets your shoulder. Harder? Any harder and I might leave a mark. You're sure? Then of course. I think I'm beginning to get some idea of what you like. What if I take your arms and hold them down at your sides while I nibble and bite against your neck? You're pulling against my hands. Do you really want me to let go? No. Good girl. You like it when I call you that. Do you want to be a good girl for me? Very promising. Let's move into the bedroom, shall we? It's more accommodating. Walk ahead of me. I want to watch you move. Upstairs, first door on the left. Very nice. I've realized I prefer the way a woman walks in bare feet. So much more natural, more graceful. You have an absolutely fascinating sway in your walk. It makes it hard to look away. Is that deliberate, do you think? Maybe a little. No, it's not wrong. It shows me that you're enjoying yourself. And I enjoy seeing it. Wait right there. I'm going to light a few candles. Just enough to see by. Too much light detracts something, don't you think? Now, turn towards me. Raise your arms. I'm going to remove that very flattering dress you chose. I believe its job is done. Beautiful. Garter belt and stockings, but no panties. I'm a little surprised. I didn't expect you to be quite so bold. Oh yes, I do like it. Very much, actually. Now, remove your bra. Lovely. No, I don't think they're saggy at all. Larger breasts may not be as perky, but they have more substance to them. I like breasts capable of filling my hands. Give me something to hold on to. There is no doubt that you are indeed a very pretty little girl. Do you mind if I call you that? Little girl? You kind of like it. All right then. Let me get rid of this shirt. I'll leave the pants on for now. But come here. I want to hold you against me. Run my hands over your shoulders and down your back. You feel very good. You jumped a little. Did that tickle? Oh, it felt good. Here? Should I rub my fingers in little circles? Or drag my nails lightly up and down? Oh, I can tell my little girl. She likes that. Lie down on your stomach. I want to explore this a little bit more. Good girl. I'm going to start here. At the nape of your neck. And work my way down. You can tell me when it feels best. I love your reaction to this. Squirming on the bed like that. You just can't hold still, can you? There. Right at the small of your back. Yes, I can tell. No, that's not strange at all. Everyone has their own unique erogenous zones. All that's important is that it feels good. And now, spread your legs, little girl. Let me play with your pussy. While I work on this spot. Oh, yes. You are absolutely soaking wet. Tell me which is better. My fingers inside you, rubbing that sweet spot just above your opening. Or just my thumb inside, my fingers playing with your clit. Oh, like this. Just little circles on that. Hard. Little clit. Yes, my little girl likes that, doesn't she? Yes, baby. Can you feel it building? It feels so good, doesn't it? Don't tense up. Don't tense up, little one. Just relax. Let it go. Because I've got you. Faster. Like this. Oh, yes. It's so close. Let go, baby. Just let it go. Oh, yes. That's it. That's my good girl. Such a good girl. I can feel you twitching and spasming on my hand. That's it, little girl. That's it. Just let that flow through you. There. Now. Do you want me to stop? Too sensitive? That's not uncommon after orgasm. It'll pass. I'll just lay my hand here. And I'll hold you. You can cuddle up against me if you want. So, now you've finally had an orgasm. Was it as good as you'd hoped? Better? Well, I'm just glad I could help. Me? No, I can wait. You just enjoy the afterglow for a bit. I can take care of myself if you'd rather. I don't want you to feel obligated or anything. Well, yes. It would most certainly be more enjoyable with your help, obviously. Whatever you want, little girl. Yes. Of course you can call me Daddy. I quite like that. Much better than Professor, surely. I take it from your wandering hands that my little girl is ready for more. I'll take that as a yes, then. Quite a grip you have there. Let go for a minute so I can get my pants off. There's a good girl. There. Better? Yes, little one. You can suck it if you want. If you must. Oh, that's good. Slowly, kitten. Slowly. Yes. Just like that. You don't need any teaching for this, do you? Oh. No. You know what you're doing. That hot little mouth. Oh, God, you can take me all the way down? You are one talented little girl. Now, I want you to reach down and tease your clit while you suck. Me. Not too hard. Just gently rub in little circles, or back and forth, whatever you like. Don't try to make yourself come, just enough to make it feel good. That's it. No, don't suck any faster. I don't want to come yet. I want to watch you swallow my cock while you pleasure yourself. Oh, yes. That's my girl. Easy. Easy. You keep speeding up. I'll just take hold of this pretty hair. I won't pull it. just use it to guide you while you keep your pace. That's better. Oh, good girl. God, when you moan like that on my cock, stop it. Stop, baby girl, you're getting me too close. I want to come inside. Stop! I want to come inside you for this first time. Up on your knees now. Don't stop teasing that clit. Keep going, nice and easy. I'm going to push my cock into that wet little tight pussy. Oh, does that feel good? Yes, very good, Daddy. Good girl. No, don't push back. I know you want more, but you'll have to be patient. It's so much better if you don't rush. Oh, you'll see. You just let Daddy take care of you. Shh, little girl, hold still. Let me get all the way in. Take hold of your shoulders and pull you back upon me. Tell me if I go too deep. There, too much? I'll ease back a bit. Better. Good. Now, I'm gonna stay right here while you work your clit. Go on, as hard and fast as you want now. I want you to enjoy yourself. You feel that, baby girl? You feel how hard you make me? I can feel you squeezing around me. Feels good, doesn't it? Your little pussy all hot and wet, so full of my hard cock, while those soft little fingers stroke and rub all over your clit. What if I use my nails on you? Not too hard, just slowly, firmly, clawing down your back while you play with yourself. Oh, you do like that, don't you? God, I can't hold still when you writhe against me like that. I have to move. I have to fuck you. I'll go slow. Oh, yes. What, kitten? You think you're getting close? Good girl. Just let it happen. I'm gonna hold you by your hips. And rub the small of your back with my thumbs. Is that good, baby girl? Yes? Oh, yes, that's it. Push back on me. Take all you want. Let it go, kitten. Give it to me. Give it to me. Let me feel you fucking come. Yes. Yes. That's it, baby. That's it. Come on. Come for your daddy. Oh, good girl. Good girl. And now it's my turn. Do you want to take it all, baby girl? Do you want to feel daddy come inside you? Oh, yes. Yes. God, yes. Yes. Take it, baby. Take all of it. That's my good girl. Yes. That was very good. Okay, now. Lie down. On your back. I want to keep touching. We may be done for now, but your body has so many more places to explore. Who knows what other sensitive spots I might find. Cuddle up to me. Yes, like that. Are you okay, Gina? Gina, are you okay? How do you feel? Satisfied and amazed. Then I guess we did what we set out to do. Eventually, you'll learn to hold back your orgasm until you have my permission to come. But we won't worry about that until later. That is, if you want to continue being my little girl. Would you like that? Me too. I think we're both going to enjoy this. I have so much more to teach you. Unless I get fucking fired.